Hey, people, leave those kids alone. We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control. No dark sarcasm in the classroom. You remember that one? I do. Welcome. Let's do this, people of Earth. So, Pod Show listeners, Mikhail Ocean here. Welcome to episode number 2. That's incredible. So here we go. So today's pod show is going to include, again, my Sunshine Superman segment, a little something from the Miracle Zone, and my 2 cents. And the sponsor for today's program is Create Your Own Miracles at SaratogaOcean.com. That's my lovely wife, and we have created an extraordinary program. It's an online coaching program that's available 24/7, on demand, anywhere in the world, anywhere with an internet connection, I should say. And you can get access to that course forever that way. And it is extraordinary. It talks about principles, the principles of creation, things that we all probably have forgotten as human beings on planet Earth due to the way we have been indoctrinated and the cultures that we have grown up in, and those sorts of things. People have forgotten them, their intrinsic gifts of being a creator. So Create Your Own Miracles is about remembering what those gifts are, because they're individual to every one of us, and once again resurrecting those gifts in your day-to-day experience of life and applying those principles so you can create the life that you want. So from time to time, I'm going to talk about pieces of that program. My wife is the teacher or the guide for the online videos. So I'm going to share my personal experience of various pieces of the program to help you understand what it is that we are accomplishing in the program. So let's take for example visualization. Now, visualizing is a very important component of goal setting and achieving. It's also huge in any arena of manifestation. The idea with setting goals and achieving things that you want to create has to do with you taking full ownership of what it is that you want now. It's not about making a statement, oh, I want to create this in the future. Because the moment you put anything into the future, what happens is your subconscious mind takes that future, and it's sort of like the proverbial donkey chasing the carrot thing, where you never get any closer to the carrot hanging right just in front of its nose. The same thing happens to yourself when it comes to future. So you want to put any goal or any visualization, anything that you want to create, you want to put it in the now. In other words, who are you in the picture or in the visualization now, having achieved that goal? What does it look like? What does it feel like? How do you relate to the people in your life, the way things are in that visualization or in that goal? Who are you having achieved that goal? What kind of person have you become? See, people want things to change, but they don't want to change anything. And actually, it's the first thing that needs to change is yourself. You must change the things that you need to change within you in order to achieve the goal that you say you want. Because the person who achieves that goal is a different person than the person who's writing that goal right now. And when you understand that, when you understand that you become a different person, the kind of person that it takes to achieve that goal, then you start to have a little bit of synergy in that experience. You actually have resonance in that experience. So any goal that you would want to create, any miracle that you would want to create, any achievement, what you must do is you must get yourself in resonance with that outcome. And you must do it now. That's what visualization is all about. And visualization is about seeing in your mind or seeing and feeling in your experience what that is that you wish to accomplish. So there's a little bit about, and we take, let me say this instead. We take great efforts in Create Your Own Miracles to go through visualization and help you to rediscover that potential that you already have. Everyone can visualize. There's no exception to that. You just need to begin to exercise those muscles again. So I hope that was useful to you. That's again, describing my experience of visualization, my experience of creating your own miracle, creating the result that you want in life through goal setting and achieving and through setting objectives or setting goals in your life. So now we'll go back to our regularly scheduled podcast. So here we go, pod listeners. This is my two cents. This is a curiosity that I have that's been developing over time here. And it really has to do with, well, let me start with a question. My question is who benefits, or what is the benefit of labeling categories of people? Now, what's on my mind about this and where this is coming from is I'm thinking about millennials, and I'm thinking about how there's such a derogatory attitude about these young people. My son and my daughter are millennials, and they are some of the greatest human beings around. And I believe there's a lot of different reasons for that, which I may get into during the course of this commentary. But I'm tired of hearing about the millennials are walking around feeling entitled. They are lazy. And they are this and they are that and so on and so forth. And I just wonder, how can that be helping them, for one, and how can it be helping or contributing to humanity or society at large by having that kind of an attitude or impression about a large component of the culture and of society today? It just doesn't make any sense to me how that is beneficial. And I'd like to warn people against taking on that kind of judgmental attitude about the young people in the world today. First of all, the young people are in the situation that they're in because of society, because of culture, because of parenting or lack thereof. It's all these other things which have actually produced the outcome of what it is that these millennials or these young people are doing in life today. And if you want to be completely honest, I don't believe the young people have any sort of cornerstone on being lazy, because there was plenty of laziness in youth as I grew up. I don't think there's any real significant difference in there being, a group of lazy youngsters running around. I don't know that that's all that different. You can certainly chime in, drop me an email or send me a message in some way. Email, do support@resultsvelocity.com. Send me an email if you have a different take on this, and I'd appreciate hearing it, and I'll air it on one of my next pod shows. So I don't think there's any more laziness in that segment of society. I think what's predominantly happened is I think society and culture has changed so much that I think the people that are really responsible for these young people turning out the way they are is really, the grown-ups, if you will, and how they have made society and how they have made family life and how they've contributed into that type of lifestyle. I don't think they did this unto themselves. And bottom line, when it comes right down to it, in your life, whatever happened to you, whatever good or bad that happened to you, ultimately you're responsible to the results in your life. In other words, if there are a bunch of bad things that happen to you in your life, you're the one ultimately is responsible for fixing it. That carries forward into each generation. So there's no real difference in that. So no, I don't believe that the millennials are any lazier. And as far as entitlement, I think society and the educational systems, the indoctrination systems in this Western culture where we live, have contributed more than probably just as much of, let me say, I don't know, more or less, because I don't have any scientific evidence to support this. But we certainly do know that the thing around education has been very, very disabling of the ability of young people to think for themselves. Education in general has incapacitated creativity and curiosity. Culture has interfered with creativity and curiosity. And there are so many things in society and culture that have produced the results we are now witnessing and what we're calling the problems of millennials. So if you kind of put all that in context and perspective, I don't really think that that they deserve the bad rap that they might be the target of these days. I think the grown-ups of the world, and I think the parts of society that are making society the way it is need to man up, if you will, and start fixing the systems that have been put in place and start making them more human-friendly, making them more where they actually do and can help the youth of the world become greater and greater thinkers, and abilities to ways to enhance their ability to be more and more creative, to be more and more constructive in their thinking, and things like that. In other words, let's harness those natural powers that are inherent inside of every human being. Let's don't systematically degrade them so we end up with cultures and societies in the condition that we currently have them. So I think we ought to stop judging the millennials or any other generation. And I think we need to start to get very serious about doing things, the right things in life that contribute to society or contribute to humanity in general. That makes more sense to me. So let's cut it out. Let's stop the hammering and the categorizing and the labeling of the millennials of this world, but I'll take it a step further, any other label being applied to any other category of human beings does not serve us as a humanity. So there's my two cents. Thank you all for listening, and I hope that serves somebody on this show and inspires whomever to actually maybe see things a little bit differently, maybe see the world a little bit differently, and give certainly the millennials a break. So, again, that's my two cents. Thanks, everybody. And I'll end this part of the episode, moving into the next part.